Neil. Frankie, I never know how to introduce you because I feel like you do like about 10 different, you know, I never know what to say. From educator to minister.
Former police officer.
Yeah, I never know what to say. Well, there you go.
Multi-talented.
Okay. Yes, and the other voice that you're hearing is Chef Jamal Petty. Hi.
Yeah, also known as the sexiest chef on the planet.
Oh, hello, somebody. Now, you had any 10,000 jobs outside of being a chef? The sexy one, sorry.
Not that I could think of.
What were you before that?
I was always a chef. I guess the only other direction that I leaned into was content creation.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did a bit of television and radio, but I did television for a good stretch, and then I did a lot of stuff on social media. So, yeah, that kind of was like the hobby outside of cooking.
Okay, all right, good stuff. Okay, I have one question. Do you cook at home? Like, do you cook for yourself? Because, I mean, like, or do you just sick of it? I mean, I say sick of it, you know what I mean. Like, you know, like, you're doing it all day, then now you got to come home, like...
Well, I function on extremes.
Okay.
So I do cook at home, and that's primarily because I care about flavor. I care about whatever it is that's gonna go on my body. Yes, because I realize that that a lot of what's out there is like people got comfortable at a place where food necessarily isn't about pleasure anymore. It's for sustenance and flavor may be your afterthought.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one other question, and this question kind of for you too, Frankie. And this ain't even got, but this kind of have something to do with what we talking about, but then it doesn't have nothing to do with what we talking about. I'm just nosy. Okay. So, I don't know all your personal business here, but would you want your mate to cook for you?
Yes. Most definitely.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's almost like a prerequisite.
Really?
Yeah.
But you probably could cook better than them.
Okay. It's not a competition.
Okay, all right. Okay. You could do a little something. Wow.
Wow, that's powerful.
That is very powerful. Wait, hold on. Frankie, you couldn't even do white rice?
That's a staple, right?
I just learned it.
Yeah.
But if you mess up white rice.
So I remember a first meal that a wonderful young lady offered me. Hopefully she ain't listening to this, but I doubt she is. She's not on the island, different country now. But was some white rice and some other stuff. But I distinctly remember the rice because it was crunchy and salty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is powerful.
I've been married 10 years, and for the 10 years I've been married, I've been fortunate to have my wife cook. So I finally said, you know what, it's time. Take on the mantle. So
wow.
Starting off with white rice, and I'm moving on to learn curry chicken.
So y'all like when women cook for you?
We love it.
Love.
Okay.
But, hey, listen. I tell you that's a part of the of what I would say is the starter kit for adult female.
Yeah. Now see, hold on now, wait.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You're serious right now?
Like, go back home.
Wow.
Go back to your mommy.
Wow.
Let's see if we could get that organized, and then, you know, then we could set out the nest, and you know, she could be...
This is a joke, eh?
Yeah, no.
Okay, guys, I don't know, y'all could message me and tell me if this is this a prerequisite? Do y'all like... your woman to cook for you all like this. This is a serious thing. Like,
wow.
This high on your list. I mean, I know because you ain't even smiling about this. I almost won't believe y'all.
Yeah, it's true. That's to ensure that you don't buyer's remorse.
I grew up cook for me. My sisters used to cook for me, and so I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's nurturing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, don't mind me. I believe it or not, every time I tell people this, people are surprised. Believe it or not, I actually like to cook. Now, I ain't trying to cook every day now. But, yeah, I could do a little something now. I could do a little something.
Yeah, okay, and then when you take that liking to cook and you couple that with liking to cook for man, I mean, listen, that's the recipe for happily ever after.
Guys, anyway, y'all could message me because I don't know what to say. 422-4796, that's the text line. And I'm calling 323-6232. But okay, so I was reviewing the week, just touching lightly because we got one little interesting topic coming up. But anyhow, let me touch this week. The children on TikTok, how y'all felt about that? Do you think it's a big old joke? It's a bunch of foolishness. They need to go do their work? Or is it just harmless behavior?
John, that messed me all together. You got to fill me in.
Jamal, you ain't up with that?
I old. Because we're like, what tickety talk? What's the name? Yeah.
Right, No, man.
I just got into TikTok because I had a choir.
You all serious right now?
No, I do love TikTok. But I mean, like, I guess because I was very inundated with work over the last couple of days, I haven't been as active. But yeah, what do we miss?
Well, never mind. Let's just keep it going. Okay, next thing.
Okay.
The children wanting to cut their hair. Not cut their hair. Did y'all see that one?
Yeah, we saw
that. You mean for school?
Yeah. Like they wanted, some room to kind of be, to express themselves a little bit more.
Okay, that's interesting. Cool.
Well, I kind of bored with y'all. Anyhow, I have a message.
I think they're children.
Oh, hold on. Brittany, they're saying that they can't hear the guests in the background.
Okay, can they hear me?
Okay. All right. My number one texter. Can you hear the person? Because I lean into you now. I look into you to tell me, can you hear everyone? Y'all speak.
Can you hear me?
Okay, because it's
10:98.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, good stuff.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so this person says, I'm going to comment early and say, if a woman can't cook or clean, she is not a woman. I cannot hear. Okay, that's what you're talking about.
I wouldn't say she's not a woman. She's just a woman who can't cook and clean. That's fine.
That's just a woman that you.
No, she's not desirable.
Yeah, that's just.
Well, what is this on me?
Not a woman you would want.
Yeah.
Y'all serious?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, there's somebody else, guys.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah.
Y'all serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Next message.
That's like a man that can't protect. What's that?
Yeah. Those guys talking sense. Everyone should learn how to cook, especially women. Think about it. Women with one day have children. Okay, well, one day have children. If they can't cook, how would they feed their children? A bunch of fast food?
Mm.
Women put on fat quicker than men. So the alternative, which is to live on fast food, will give you an early death. Oh, my goodness. So is that serious for y'all?
Mm-hmm. It shows that she actually went through at least some level of work to prepare herself to be a spouse that contributes something of value to the relationship.
Okay, so this is what you see as valuable.
Yes, a virtuous woman bringeth food from afar.
Okay, this is interesting.
Bible.
This is very...
Food.
This is interesting, and I think it's interesting, and I'm happy that y'all are saying this, because I think as women, we feel like what we think is valuable and what we should bring is very different from what men see as valuable and what they require or value in a woman.
I think what has happened is most women now, they work just as much as the man.
Right.
And because they work just as much as the man, and many women now becoming professionals. And so their attitude now is, I can provide for myself. I don't need a man. I don't have to cook anymore because I don't need a man. I can pay my own bills. And so that kind of woman normally be single because men need food. They need to be nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I believe a lot of men cheat.
Okay, oh, the pot. Wow, that's the pot. Oh, the pot.
Okay, hold on. We have a caller. Listen, this ain't even what the show was about. But anyhow, we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. Oh, they hung up. Okay, caller, call back.
The power of the pot.
If a woman needs to learn to cook, then so should men. What are single men supposed to eat? Hopes and dreams. So this person's saying, well, y'all need to go learn how to cook too.
Say, well, we need to learn how to cook too. See, you know what? You know what's interesting about that? I think men to some degree have been conditioned to be able to take constructive criticism or information that they would have to make some adjustments so that they could be, again, desirable. Like people have absolutely no challenge with sharing with men what it is that makes them make sense to society or to women. However, how does a conversation about what men desire turn into a conversation about what that man should do for himself? Mm-hmm. Like, when does it become, okay, I guess we probably need to do that. Whoever that is a part of the problem. That's okay. Probably why you single.
I think historically,
this women, could be a long show. This could be either
shade.
Historically, okay. Women have been the, yes, men are the head of the household, mm-hmm. but historically, women are the ones that run the household.
Okay.
In that, our job was to provide. Our job was to go out there, work, sweat, and come home and give the woman mm-hmm. what she needs to make the household what it is. And so, when you say men have to learn how to cook too, to a certain extent, but historically, men have always been providers.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, okay.
So our job is to give you something to cook.
Well, mm-hmm. I think, okay, it goes back to what I said earlier when I said that, okay, as women, I think we think that, oh, you know, what makes is that she has a degree and she have this and she has that. So here it is now, women, the guys are saying that this is what they value. And so I think, right, this, you know, let's listen.
Unless you're looking for a co-provider. Be real.
I prefer a woman without a degree, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth, who don't have a degree, who can cook and take care of my children and the household, rather than a woman who has a degree mm-hmm. and yeah, cool, I have to eat fast food every single day.
Well, that's just when women lean towards things that's masculine. So a masculine man would develop his resume, and it makes him more attractive to women, because if he attains a certain level of success, then women see him as desirable. That no matter what personal skill set he has, but that is what's initially the attraction, you see. Okay. And at the same time, when women become like the men that they want and don't develop the skill sets that men desire, then it's no real surprise that men kind of...
There's no balance.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, they don't want a boyfriend. We don't want a boyfriend. We
don't want professionals.
Well,
we don't want women with degrees. We don't want highly educated women. That's something that women may value. That's good.
Right?
Those are good.
Okay, guys, let's jump into the topic. Y'all done kind of touched the topic, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
You're going deep. You're mashing up my corn, too. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to say about it. I can take my licks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so today on Tell It to Stanio, we are actually talking about, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
What I haven't been able to, which, like I said, kind of touching on the same thing, because and women, well, let me, we're going to go back and forth, because men and women responded to my message earlier asking, but this, they say we don't listen. And so I guess this is, you know, they're telling us, hey, this is just what we like. This is the kind of woman that we prefer. And remember now, there's nothing wrong with preference. Everybody has a preference. If you don't fit a person's preference, that's okay. Find someone who prefers someone like you. There are some men who like women who are educated, or women who do this, or whatever it is that that's what they value. But there are a lot of men who value a woman who they see this, and they said it today, nurturing. You know, they like that. So it's nothing wrong. We're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. That's okay. So let's jump into it. What I have not been able to tell my mate. Y'all ready?
You ready?
Okay. So I got responses from women and men. All right. Here we go. So the first one. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Tell It to Stanio. This is an awesome topic. I know lying is not healthy in a relationship, but some things in our past need to be a secret. My man is a sweetie.
Oh,
early in our relationship, we had a heart-to-heart about previous relationships. This conversation was deep. I honestly feel he was honest, but his honesty hurt. He talked about joys, hurts, and pleasures of past relationships. Some things he said hurt me. These things happened years before me, but I still got a funny feeling. Not a feeling like he would be dishonest, but maybe a jealous feeling. I know that's crazy. So when it came to telling the whole truth, for example, For example, I wasn't honest with my body count. I said I was celibate for 5 years, except for one partner. I lied early in the relationship. Now I want to be honest, but I don't want to seem like a liar. He values truth. As the months passed, I see he is who he represents himself to be. So now I fear being found out as a person who lied when there was no need to.
Yeah, she lied.
Audience, feel free to call to give you 5 cents, or you can continue messaging me, and of course the text line 422-4796. Okay, so y'all gone quiet. So first of all, let me ask y'all this. I'm so scared to ask this question because I already know the answer. Anyhow, how important is a woman's body count? Is it very important or is it not important?
Very important.
So you would want to know how many people the person that you married or seeing, dating, however you want to call it.
I want to know everything.
You would want to know that?
I want to know everything.
Okay. And if you know, when you find out, would it hurt? Let's say they gave a high number. Would that mean that you won't move forward with this person? Or you will still move forward with this person?
Well, if they lied to me and I found out, I wouldn't want to move on with that person because they were dishonest.
Okay, so if they told you, listen, I slept with about 100 people.
Yeah.
And they told you that. Oh. Would you be okay?
No.
Did them tell it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to be the 101 then married.
Wow.
That's funny. Yeah. See, here's the challenge. To me, it's not necessarily the number. I personally may not go down that valley in terms of conversation. I think generally, if I ask a question along that line, it's probably because you've given off some signals that you may not be the like you for the streets, right? If you don't have some level of virtuosity, and like I said, people tell you who they are sometimes without even trying to tell you who they are. So if you give me signs that you probably used to be a garden tool, then for me personally,
Jamal, come on now.
Well, yeah, I mean,
come on now.
Respectful
now.
That is respectful.
Calling someone the garden tool when we know what the word you're not saying here.
But unfortunately, that's a double. We have a double standard. So men have a double standard.
So okay,
there is a double.
So standard. So this is okay.
No,
so men,
hold on. Hold on,
guys. Please, you could send in your message if you want to comment. Is this important? Okay, so what you're saying is that you would want a woman with a low body count.
I don't think you would
want a woman with no body count.
No, if possible.
Frankie, y'all come in the studio now. Y'all talking a bunch of garbage now.
Nobody go. None.
Yeah, here's what I want. Now, well, a high body count or a high turnover in terms of relationship, it kind of communicates a couple of things, right? Is either one, that she's not very good with choosing men or making decisions as it relates to her personal life. And to me, that kind of makes me want to peel that back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So is this mechanism with you a decision making? Are you like a people pleaser and you just feel like you gonna be friendly to dudes? And is this something that I'm gonna have to be concerned with in the future? Because if you don't have like a certain set of boundaries, because if you have a certain set of boundaries, then you're not just gonna be busting it wide open left, right, and center for a myriad of amount of dudes. So like I said, the high point count just signals something else to me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So let's say you meet a woman, and you're not married.
No.
Right? Okay, so So Chef Jamal isn't married. Frankie has been married for how many?
10 years.
10 years. Okay, so I have one person who isn't married yet. But you, were you married before?
No.
Okay, wasn't married as yet. And then one who is married and married
I
for 10
years. I
wasn't
married before, Nato.
That's
okay.
Powerful.
Okay. All right, okay. So let's say now you meet a woman and... You know, y'all vibing. Y'all, everything is good. This woman is cooking for you. She's doing all the things that you really, really like. And, you know, y'all have a good time. You know, you can see a future here. And just as this young lady shared, so let's say, you know, you're having a little heart-to-heart conversation. And let's say the person says, boy, Jamal, I slept with like about 30 guys. Would you say, boy, I ain't going no further with this? Now, let's say you like the woman at this point. You're feeling her. What you going to do? You ending the relationship? You putting in the category of, hey, she's no longer wife material? Or are you going to say, hey, let me see how it goes? Or are you going to talk to her, see what's going on with you, blah, blah, blah? What you going to do?
Well, you know, if she was to have that conversation with me, I think sometimes people say you can't turn that person into a housewife. And I don't know. Sometimes they may make wonderful housewives. But
maybe she changed. Maybe the fact that she's sharing that with you shows that she...
Well, I think the challenge is that people change very little. People they kind of moderate their behavior based on their relationship. So unless they have like some point of demarcation in their life where something happened, something may be catastrophic, or maybe they might get their feelings hurt to a certain degree, and they figure, okay, well, I'm it's like a person who is genetically predisposed to liking sweets, right? If there's a person who really ain't got too much boundaries as it relates to what they put inside their mouth, then for them, like the temptation, the challenge. Well, it's going to be a bit difficult for them to moderate their behavior. And from time to time, they can slip and eat some cheesecake.
But have you ever... Okay, I've seen some men who... Listen, they smash everybody.
Yeah,
but
that's...
But then I've seen them with women and they act different. Like, okay, they're with this other woman. Totally different person. Just as I've seen some women who... Boy, right, they may have... Mm-hmm. But then, okay, some time has passed. They've grown up for whatever reason... Whatever happened, and they're okay, and so now.
Yeah, it's just a question as to how long they could continue that cosplay.
Okay, so someone says that's right, child. The person says, I must ask my guest to read the book. Boy, no, that ain't no good example. I just remember, of Jose. No, we ain't gonna read that one because she was for the streets.
Yeah, she was for the streets.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so let me ask you now, what should this person who sent me the message, who said that, okay, you know, we had a hard conversation. He was completely honest. He told her, I guess, all the little darkness, whatever he did, and she didn't want to. And by the way, this is why the woman doesn't want to, by the way. But anyhow, should she now tell him, should she go back and tell him, hey, listen, you know, when we had that conversation, I didn't tell the truth.
Hell no.
So she need to just
tell him.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a difference between transparency and honesty. If he asks you, then be transparent. If he doesn't ask you, then I don't know.
But it sounded like he had already asked, and she said she lied about it.
Right. She lied. Now, what if they have? Oh boy, this is bad. I can't do it because I'll be essentially giving some bad advice.
Just say, Jamal. Just say it.
I can give you some
Should
bad
she
advice.
Continue with the lie or not?
Yes. Men are like this. If a man pedestalizes you in his mind, all right, he sees you as a person who probably can't do no wrong, and he believes this dream that you sold him. The consequences of your honesty now gonna be that this man take you off the pedestal. He takes away whatever trophy he then give to you, and now the only way that he can see you is a person that that is gonna be difficult for him to trust. So his trust muscle can get overworked, and men don't do a good job with that. Women tend to do a better job with exercising that trust muscle excessively.
Emotionally, men, he's going to be crushed.
So let me read another message. It says, y'all looking for perfection. Okay, anyhow.
No,
so,
we're looking for an adult female. How about that?
But the adult female who can't tell the truth. And listen, anyway, let me go on to these messages because it's done 1:30.
She for the streets.
Jamal, everybody for the streets who oppose what you say. Okay, here we go. So this is from a male. He says that he wants to tell his mate, I don't need food or water as much as I need sex. Feed your man ego and you'll get whatever you want from me. Stop being my major source of stress. I don't want to have to keep my guard up even when I'm at home. This makes me don't want to be home.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Solomon says it's better to live up in the attic of the roof than to be in a house with a cantankerous woman.
So that's what this person said. They said that, you know, they feel like the person who they living with, married to,
crazy,
dating, whatever. Well, not crazy, Jamal.
It's not crazy. It's emotionally taxing.
Yes. So
emotionally high maintenance.
Yeah, I think after the man has already went to work, deal with the stress at work, deal with other stress, to come home and to also have to deal with the stress of a woman or your mate, that be emotionally draining. It could be too much.
So I have a question. If he's married,
so whether married or not.
Guys. So I sitting at y'all feet. Sitting at y'all feet today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that the female has a question or she has a concern with a partner. How should she approach it? Because sometimes now, guys, sometimes y'all feel like anytime we say something, it may be or maybe it's the way we say it, I don't know. But how should we approach a situation or a concern without sounding like a bugaboo, without trying to stress? Like, how should we do it?
Well, what I discovered, I'll talk about a little bit of my relationship. Sometimes it's not how, but when.
Okay.
So sometimes the only time the spouse would bring the issue or the woman would bring the issue is when we're already dealing with an issue.
Okay.
So now they come with another issue and compound that issue on top of that issue. And so now it's just World War II. That's fighting. So it's when. You know, I think the best time for a woman to bring an issue to the man is when he's the most relaxed and calm.
Well, that could go both ways, because a guy could say, well, gee, I mean, I was here enjoying my day, and here she come messing up my day with some little foolishness. I mean, like, is there ever really a good time?
There is a fine time. Part of being in a relationship is communication, and sometimes there is no good time to communicate certain feelings.
Okay, now, I can tell you all this. Oh, my God. Mm. I mean, there are people who come with a bag of issues. And to me, okay, this is why the dating process is very important. You got to watch, like, how they act. And, you know, you'll have a clue to who is a bugaboo, who always got a problem, who whatever it is.
Are we
not dating, too?
Yeah, but some issues come out
after
way
the
fact. After,
well, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
Some things come out way after you
would
have dated
depends.
Them. And you're trying to figure out, okay, where did this come from? You didn't show me any of this
before
while we were dating. So sometimes people put on a false front.
Okay.
Because they're dating, they're in their best behavior. They cooking every day, you know. But the minute you marry them, everything fall off. The makeup stop, everything stops.
So, Jamal, how would you want your woman to, let's say you hurt her feelings, or let's say you did something she didn't like. How should she approach you? How would you want a woman to say, honey, I mean, I didn't like this. Like, what do you like?
Well, I think the way how you actually begin to open the sentence just now is to me appropriate. For me personally, I would think I would want to create an environment where a person feels rewarded for actually coming to have a conversation with me. And when I say that, I mean, because sometimes women tend to take that passive aggressive route where they don't really communicate, and is like they make little digs, and then their desire is for you to be like the inspector, right? I'm trying to figure out the clues. And sometimes you're completely ambivalent. I mean, you lost as it relates to what it is that the hints that they drop in.
Okay.
You see, until it gets to a boiling point, right? If someone says to me, "Hey Jamal, listen, something's been on my mind. I really wanna talk to you about it, because I don't want it to negatively impact our relationship. But I think we should have a conversation about this." Then cool, okay. I may feel like I go in the principal office, but at the same time, I have to ensure in that moment that you feel that there is room, there is space for you to tell me something that isn't necessarily a compliment without me feeling like I need to defend myself. But I want you to feel heard. So I'd welcome that same kind of thing. And similar to the gentleman, I think even before, if you just have a really cantankerous woman and she didn't come like that, then you need to examine yourself and try to figure out, okay, what it is that I may be doing that may be contributing to this environment that I really don't like.
Okay.
And then work it from there.
Fair enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I got a next. Okay. Here we go. Another response here. Okay. This is actually a little similar. And after this, we'll take a break. Okay. So another male says, "Wives need to really understand the importance of sex for us men. This is a major reason for infidelity. Also, when we come home after..." Oh, there's another one. Saying that, okay. "Also, when we come home after work and decide to vent..." Oh, well, this is from a different perspective. "And decide to vent, please allow us to express ourselves and don't make the conversation about you. I decided to talk, so just listen while I decompress, and after that, we could have a discussion. Contrary to popular belief, wives, women are not always right. So when you are wrong, just say so." Okay, this is what he would like to say to his wife. Now, wow. let me ask you all the first thing. Like, sex is serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. Sex is this serious? Okay, so what is not a mullin? Let me, because I want the wide message me. Because he's been behaving these last couple shows. He ain't messaged me a couple of times. Okay, what does that mean? Like, why is it so important? Not saying that it's not important for women, because trust me, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, like, what's the problem?
But, well, it's for bonding.
Okay.
Men oftentimes, they feel connected to the woman that they are with. A part of that for us and that bonding is via physical intimacy.
Okay.
If you get to a point where a man is going any level of periods of time and he doesn't want to touch you and he isn't trying to make out with you, then that's when you get concerned. You don't get concerned that he wants you too much. You get concerned when that desire starts to dwindle, because that's kind of like one of those first indications that you like expiring like milk in that person's life in some way, shape, or form.
Well, honestly, I get concerned. Like, if couples are not having sex,
mm-hmm.
I get very concerned. Like, that's a huge red flag. And yesterday, as I was having fun at a quote-unquote office party, I think that just was an excuse for people to come together, me included, to have fun. But anyway, so we had these conversations. And the conversation came up where they were talking about, the men were saying literally the same thing, where they said, "Right, I don't know if women realize this, and why don't y'all initiate? And then y'all don't want to do it very often and do this thing very often." And so it brought me to a conversation that I had with a friend, and we were talking about, you know, women initiating and all this stuff. So she was like, "No, Stanley, women don't do that. I thought we did." So I started asking my clients, like, "Okay, guys, tell me something. What is a normal... what's normal sex life for you, let's say, during the week?" And so they said, what you think they said? How much, what you think they said during the week?
Zero.
No, they said 1 to 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. And then when I spoke with the man was like, "Well, at least 3 times, 3 or every day." Right? So that's interesting. And then I asked women also.
Oh, when I said week, I mean like weekday, but go on.
Said weekday. Okay, and then I also asked the women how comfortable they are initiating. And a lot of the women said that they were not comfortable initiating. And then yesterday in the conversation, you know, one lady said, "Well, you know, when we's You know what I'm doing. You all know that little move.
Yeah, Frankie.
You looking a little lost. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Like, right. That's the signal right there. Mm-hmm. You know, when she's...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want the white message.
When she's ovulating. Right.
But, okay. So, anyhow. So, Bahamian women now, we got to do better. We got to do better. We got to do better than the little once or twice. We got to do a little better.
And yeah, because I'm no jungler, so
Listen, Jamal, this your first time on Telepistan here. Jamal.
Yeah. I said nothing wrong.
Anyway, Bahamian women, I think that we, now I don't know if it's culturally, I don't know if what we are afraid of, but yeah, I think we are not comfortable sexually with ourselves.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, and so...
Closet sexual.
Yeah, but closet sexual, but then, okay, nah, Jamal, but then when the woman hanging from the chandelier, you can say she bad. You see, you ain't gonna understand. Exactly, my understand. Anyhow, guys, listen... Y'all send me a message, 4224796, so you can join the conversation if you're brave or bold enough. 323-6232. Okay, y'all into messaging me today. Okay, so historically speaking, just as men were expected to be protectors and providers, and women, as your guest said, is supposed to keep yourself virtuous and righteous. And number one texter, I am not reading that message. You have before that message because that is too demeaning. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone else says men want to feel desired as well. I'm a woman.
Amen.
We have to let our men feel wanted.
Yeah.
I tell my guy, when you come home, I want to put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good woman. Listen, right now. That's right. A good woman. That is a good woman.
And I know you say that.
That's honey. Right.
Mm-hmm. I won't put you to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's right. So he knows just what that means.
That's good. That's a good woman right there.
Okay. So his mind is on me all day long. That's right, Chad. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as women, honestly, I think we need to get out the box. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get out the box. So the men are saying, one, they like the women who cook in. Okay. Yeah, we have to listen, women. Not only do they like the women who cook in, but they like the women who are, you know, who want to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Who initiates.
Right.
Initiates, yes.
Yeah, man, because, you know, that makes a man feel like, boy, she want me.
Yeah.
She want all this.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
At least he feels attractive to somebody. Because, mm-hmm. again, them little junglers, I can tell you, while you're reluctant to make your man feel like he's attractive, as far as they're concerned, their attraction may be to something else. They may want that little light bill money, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he don't know that. But if he's getting this attention, and for him, he's not accustomed to getting any kind of physical, sexual attention, mm-hmm. as far as he's concerned is, well, I may not be all at home, but right, when I don't work, you know.
Listen. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and another thing, maybe you could simply start, women, as just touching your mate. Like, you know, you walk past him, you know,
mm-hmm.
hi, honey, or, you know, spank him on his thing, or, you know, rub something.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, you like that. Right. But, okay, guys, but you see how simple it is?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you haven't touched your husband, mate, or whatever, this is your signal. This is, you know, this is the big flashing neon sign. Go touch your man.
Yeah, they may not want to be bothered. They'd be like, oh, if I touch him, this is me and next story.
Well, you know what? And that was, as a matter of fact, which brings me to my next thing. And this was from a guy. This was interesting. And I don't know. Y'all tell me what's going on here. Let me see where I put this now. Hold on. La ta 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 ta.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder, because from what I get from a lot of married guys, they be like post marriage, like intimacy becomes performance based. So if they behave in home, or if they doing something that probably
it's a reward.
Yeah,
more like a reward.
Servitude. Oh my God.
Rather than
my chest.
You only know that's because you all money.
See, that's the difference. Pre-marriage is the incentive. Post-marriage is performance-based.
Okay, there's another one now. It's another male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stanya, what I am not telling my wife is that I'm only tolerating her. Everything she does annoys me. I feel as though she takes advantage of me. I pay all of the bills, and she doesn't want to have sex with me. Every night she says she is sick. I feel trapped. I'm only here because no one wants to take a chance with me. If they did, I would leave her.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, she didn't really like you like that, bro.
No.
Yeah.
I think a lot of men are suffering in marriages.
And you know what was interesting? Okay, I'm going to read what the women say because I have a few more. But what I did, and you're right, the women pretty much, it's amazing. The women, what they shared was that what they were not telling their husband, mate, or whoever was pretty much some sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I'm going to read another one. What the men were saying was, okay, right, we're not having sex. But in addition to what the men said, it wasn't just that they were not, they wanted more sex, but also they felt trapped in these relationships. They didn't, they're not happy. The men sound more unhappy than the women. And that is a very scary thing. The men seem more unhappy in the relationship than the women.
Hmm. Not surprised.
I mean, you know, there was this guy, I was speaking to him last week, and he was saying that. He said, you know what? Stanley, I married the wrong person. I can tell you a word lie. She was beautiful. She's a pretty lady, and that's it. Nothing else. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, why didn't, so was there ever someone else that you liked or thought that you could be with? So he said, yeah, one woman. And that was years ago. And I saw her today.
Yeah, you fumble it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the men are not happy. Now, I always say that y'all more loyal than women. Now, y'all ain't about the faithful. But y'all more loyal to me because men, for the most part, y'all will stay. Y'all will stay where the woman she gonna leave. But the men are not happy.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
This is sad.
I think we live in a world that kind of that pushes a lot of expectations in terms of men and is normalized as to what would be requirements for men in a relationship, and is also conditioning our women to reject things that are like normalized for women. Like, for instance, if you have the same conversation in terms of expectations of men in any particular form where there's a group of women, probably from millennials go up, the pushback and feedback that you're probably and likely is going to get from them is that everything is toxic. Everything is like, no, that doesn't work like that anymore. Because as far as they're concerned, they distance themselves pretty much from anything that doesn't look like masculine success.
Well, let me say this too, before we go on. Okay, going back to the person who said that, and you said it. Sir, this woman, if she is not touching you and every day she come home, she is acting as though she is ill. She does not like you and she does not like having intercourse with you.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I mean, I'm sorry to say it like that, but she doesn't like you and she doesn't like, because if every day she come home, all of a sudden she's sick.
Her belly break down.
So, I mean, so I don't know if she just doesn't like that.
Or something else. Or
it can also be that she has been turned off maybe emotionally. I mean, maybe something happened in the past. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be the act that she doesn't like. It could be. But it just may, you know, she may not like the tools, but that's not the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that maybe she hasn't gotten over something that you did. And so, but either way, if she is acting this way, she doesn't...
she ain't feeling you.
Nope. No. But what I don't get, and someone said it in the text message, yeah, why y'all just don't leave, though? Why? I mean, I'm hearing, and I really empathize with the guys, but why not, if you're so unhappy, why not just leave?
I guess for us, we're looking at the time that we would have invested.
Yeah, like, yeah, why not just go?
Yeah, that's because
why y'all just don't go?
No, well, what happens is a lot of times men, they have a superhero mentality. You see, either that or Bob the Builder, right? They like the mechanic. They feel like they generally could be able to fix stuff. And men, they're creatures of habit. So if this constitute what's their normal, then they try as much as possible to not disrupt their normal. So they want to present for you, okay, if you say you want this, 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 and this, I'll bend my brass to get this, this, and this, and this, and then we can have a normal environment. Now, if she doesn't meet on the other end of the spectrum for a normal, I mean, like for him, he continues to try to work. It's almost like some people, if they have a bad tooth, a dude, not women, guys, a guy may have a bad tooth, and that's his bad tooth. He ain't pulling that out. Like,
then stay with your mouth sting then.
But that's what they can do.
But stay with your
mouth. What they do. High blood pressure and everything. Stroke.
That opens the door for infidelity or someone else.
On both sides.
So, right, on both sides.
But that's if she ain't already doing it.
But the woman.
Because she may not want to get a.
The woman could go longer without sex than the man.
Yeah, I agree.
So, eventually. That man, he may not leave his wife or a girlfriend, but he may find someone else just to meet that one desire.
And actually,
or she may be doing the same thing, and she don't cost straw for pH balance, so she's just trying to.
Let me read these other texts because you
trying to stick to that one other guy. So I do it. So she.
Okay. Text messages said, "My guy loves when I give him a back rub and touch the back of his neck when hugging." Listen, women, when last y'all ever give your man a massage?
No, well, they come home and
they want the massage. Okay. Also, if everyone feels trapped, free yourself. People are not attracted to people who are in bondage. You attract what you radiate. And okay, what is this now? Kevin Samuels had to teach black women daily on his podcast what male values were, but I've never seen him had to teach it to white women. Listen, y'all say this, right? But Y'all like, now on a serious note, now y'all like to say, but black women this, black women that. But y'all forgot we came up with a name just for white women. You know what the name is? But y'all kind of like put it in a different category. We came up with a specific name for a white woman. Do you know what it is?
Kieran?
Yes. Them heifers, yes, they have a huge sense of entitlement too. Trust me on this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we like to zoom in on that. Mm-hmm. But I you know what? Okay, go on.
I think it has less to do, in some cases, I think it has less to do with color and more to do with culture.
Yes.
See, because what happened is, like a boy, black women, they condition to,
Anyway, guess what? I have one little announcement anyhow, because Brittany, I tell y'all, Brittany worked for Dwight. This the white protege over here. Because Brittany already telling us that we need to hurry up, wrap it up, and get off there. You see how she's doing me? But anyway, let me make my little announcement. As of October, this might be premature. But anyway, as of October, I will be on for an hour and a half. Ton. 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So, because we're getting through this little 1 hour thing, just a little bit too quick. Okay, let me hurry up and read this other message that somebody sent in. This is from a female. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Man, is a big dancer. Okay, here we go. La, ta, 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 boop, boop, boop. And I want to just thank my contact list. Y'all really... Because I'd be asking them all kind of questions. Thank you all for entertaining my foolishness. Okay. What I'm not telling my mate is that, I slept with one of his friends before I knew him.
Streets.
His friend. This before she knew him.
Still streets.
Okay. His friend and I have agreed to never tell him.
Streets.
So whenever we see each other, we pretend as though we only know each other through my husband.
Wow.
I can never tell my husband, even though this happened long before there was an us, because my husband thinks he's a G on this road, and it would kill him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
Nabel String, Barry in the streets.
How is she for the streets if this happened before? I am confused. Jamal, how is she for the streets if this happened long before she met her husband?
Because
she's not telling the husband, but she doesn't want to because she knows that the husband can't take it. Why y'all quiet? How is she for the streets? Why? Frankie, come on.
She dishonest.
Come forward, come true.
She dishonest.
When you got when within your own small circle, you could be able to point to your friends who
you too?
The streets.
She put a street.
Y'all notice something though?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about men and how bad they want sex, but notice all of the messages that people sent me, all of the women's messages, for the most part, was about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Was about women having sex. I mean, mind you, it was before these people came around, but it was still... So women are very sexually active, too.
Yeah, they just are marketed to be something else. They whoever did their PR... Right.
Did an amazing job.
Yeah, they did a good job at sanitizing their image, you see. So, but somebody's be out on the streets just beating it bad, obviously. Okay.
And then the last one I haven't read, I zoomed straight past you, Jamal. Mm-hmm. Someone said that what they were not telling their mate was that one of their friends sent them an oopsie video. You know, I don't know why y'all just do that.
No, I don't do that.
Listen, that done happened to me like about two or three times.
Oh, wow.
These little oopsie videos.
Wow.
And then, excuse me.
I'd be behind the eight ball then. Like, I got to get my life together.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You need to get your oopsie pick together.
Yeah, I must see too old school.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, these little oopsie videos, guys, please, could y'all stop it? Because we already know that y'all meant to send that. And we don't want to see it, okay? We don't want to see it.
So that would be... post relationship or pre relationship?
She's saying that she was having and I can read it, but it's very long and Brittany ready. Mm-hmm. But okay, she was texting the person. I don't know, going back and I don't know what they were talking about. And she said
that's crazy.
A video that has happened.
Yeah,
I get
what you're saying. Yeah,
they do that.
No, I can see you in a relationship and you wanna like prime the pump before she reach home.
No, this is someone right? She's not. This one of her husband's friends did this.
There's no way.
Okay then. Okay.
That's her husband's friend.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Mm.
Yes, and then he said, "Oh, sorry, I'm telling you, mm-mm. Men do that."
Yeah, they like.
We call it the oopsie pick. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they have boys.
Talking about this.
They have boys.
Anyhow, listen.
When you got like a library of photos in your phone that you got accidentally sent, as a matter of fact.
Okay, it's like, okay, just as I was messaging you guys, okay, well, what time are you here? And then suppose I slip one little.
You're missing, slip some cooch inside the message.
Yeah, yeah. Loose quotation.
Screenshot. Mark.
That's what guys do. Anyhow, listen, we getting ready. We got to wrap up. It's 2 o'clock.
Oh,
once again.
Too
Women, listen, I ain't checking for the fellas, although I soon start one little program called How to Be a Gentleman. That coming soon. But anyway, we have the I Must Love Myself Enough project. So you see how they talking about who for the streets? Don't worry, child. I got a place for y'all. So if something resonated and you was in the streets, child, listen, Eve's Journey got the place for you. So we're doing our 7-day program, I Must Love Myself Enough. And sign up. Give me a call. A lot of women actually messaged me after the show last week, and they're going to be a part of it. 451-6767. Guys, I ain't to y'all. Don't send me nothing, and definitely don't send me no oopsie, pick an oopsie video.
Oopsie.
Okay? So, women, if you was for the streets and you're ready to do the work, 451-6767. Also, if you're interested in sponsoring Tell It to Stanya, by the way, two people are supposed to sign up or sign on for next month for sponsorship. So if you want to be a part of it, sponsor the show. If you have a business or if you just like hearing my voice, you could send one little something I just say it. Now for that, you could call me 451-6767. And by the way, the sponsors are both men.
Wow.
So big up to all the men.
And if they will send some oopsie pics.
No, don't send it to me. Don't send it to me. I ain't into that. Anyway, we out of here. See you next week.